Canada Post's largest union has rejected the proposal of a cooling-off period that would have brought an end to all strike activity until January. On Monday morning, the carrier proposed the two sides agree to mediation to settle their month-long strike before the holiday shopping season. The company set a deadline of 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday for its offer, which came with a $1,000 bonus to each employee if there was no more strike activity up until the end of January. Workers aren't the only ones who are starting to feel the effects of the strike. GTA resident Michael Lascaris is just one of many who use online services for purchasing goods and isn't sure what to expect with the holiday season approaching.
The Canada Post strike, I find, is very frustrating. I know last year I did a lot of my Christmas shopping online, through eBay and Wish and a lot of other websites that offer those services. And usually the delivery times are pretty quick, but now it's totally up in the air. It leaves a lot of uncertainty. I mean, even if I buy some presents now, it's not guaranteed that I'm going to get them in time for Christmas. And that is adding a lot of stress to an already stressful and busy holiday season. There's a ton of Christmas cards that are sent out, a lot of them that have money. It's definitely difficult to send our family members Christmas cards and Christmas presents that we normally would send them with.
The busiest time of year for parcel service is between Black Friday after U.S. Thanksgiving through the holiday season. With this right around the corner, much higher volumes are expected to come through the post offices. The Postal Service says it currently has about 550 trucks full of parcels waiting to be delivered, and it has asked the postal services of other countries to stop sending things to Canada until it can clear. Demands like this create even more of a problem for Michael and his place of business.
Working in the financial industry, we have a lot of clients that that live out of town. So a lot of the paperwork and things that we have to send to them is done through the mail. And with the rolling strikes throughout Ontario and Canada, I find it very, very difficult to get the things that our clients need to. And oftentimes we end up having to use courier services, which can be very costly, especially if we're mailing something across country.
More than 200,000 Canadian businesses rely on Canada Post to ship goods to customers, and many of the smaller ones will be left hanging. Andrea Stairs, general manager for online selling marketplace eBay Canada, said, quote, "The big guys can figure out alternative shipping arrangements, and they can afford them. The little guys are the ones that have the real difficulty with that." Michael highly agrees with Andrea's statement.
Those things aren't cheap, especially if you're doing larger packages. It's definitely adding a lot of stress, I think, to people. But the fact that it's right in the busy season, it's definitely frustrating. I mean, we don't realize how much we rely on Canada Postal Service until, we're in a situation like we are right now. It kind of leaves us in a sticky situation. We're kind of up in the air about how we're going to get everything sent out to our close family members, to our friends, and even to clients. It also looks bad in general when we're trying to send some stuff out and it takes about 2 weeks to get to a client.
Residents not only in the GTA, but all of Canada are hoping that the two sides can come to an agreement soon to avoid any disruption for the holidays. For Skedline.com, I'm Giovanni Siciliano.